All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters has elected 45 individuals into its Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame was established in honor of longtime Indian fan David Neff in 2007 to honor players, coaches, and teams who have excelled athletically while at Fort Recovery High School and beyond. Tonight we induct the first team into the Hall of Fame, the 1971 Ohio High School Athletic Association Boys Class A State Champions. Let's now welcome those who are part of this team and in some cases the representatives for them.
Standing ovation here for all the inductees who are walking in at this time onto the courts. Got the little kids holding up the banner there, Dave.
Yeah, pretty awesome. There's Donnie Eichenhauer.
Ed Snyder, I see right. Chuck Etzel.
Yep, we start with a quick recap of that season 51 years ago. The 1971 Indians were coached by Alan Souter. They completed the regular season with a record of 18 wins and 2 losses. They won the Mercer County League, going undefeated in the league play. The overall record ended in 26-2 after an 8 tournament wins on the way to the championship. The sectional was held at the Salina Fieldhouse, where the Indians defeated Marion Local and Ohio City. The district was also at the Salina Fieldhouse, and the Tribe earned those victories over New Knoxville and St. Henry. The scene shifted to the University of Dayton Arena for the regional. The Fort edged Clinton Macy 57-55 in the semifinal. Sidney Lehman, who was ranked number 1 in the state at the time, was the opponent in the regional final. The Indians upset the Cavaliers 63-55. At the state tourney in St. John Arena, Fort Recovery triumphed over Convoy Crestview 55-42 in the semifinal, and followed that with a 70-57 victory over Marion Pleasant to secure the school's first state tournament team title. The team was known for a number of things, probably most notable for their unselfishness and teamwork. They were willing to share the ball and exhibit great balance, with all the starters averaging in double figures. They played a quick pace offense and gave their opponents fits. The 71 Indians were a veteran and experienced squad with 6 seniors and 6 underclassmen who blended very well as the season progressed. The strongest attribute of the team was the leadership and knowledge of coaches. Coaches Souter and Wilberding and Etzler were key to this team's success. They were great role models. The support people, including school administrators, cheerleaders, and managers, all were important contributors to the team's accomplishments. The 71 Indians were the first team in the area to win a state championship. They showed the way for what has since become a large number of state championship teams from our area. Now let's recognize those here tonight representing the 1971 state champions. We welcome some of the cheerleaders from the 71 team. Beth Ramel Nossinger. Currently lives here in Fort Recovery. She has a son and a daughter-in-law, Will and Jennifer Nossinger, and 2 grandchildren. Beth has fond memories of representing the school in 1971 and having the best seat in the house. Beth also remembers bringing the state trophy back to Fort Recovery and the great welcoming celebration. We also welcome Cindy Ramel Link. Cindy lives in Fort Recovery with her husband, Carl. She has 2 children and 6 grandchildren. Cindy remembers the tourney run in 71 as a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Karen Smith Myring. Karen Smith Myring was a senior cheerleader in 1971. She and her husband, Bob, reside in Fort Recovery. They have 3 children, Jill, Kelly, and Alex, and 3 grandchildren. Karen has had a very successful career as a music educator. Karen remembers the enjoyment of cheering in front of such huge crowds at pep rallies and in the packed old gym. She also remembers seeing the long lines outside of the gym at away games. There never was an empty seat. Sharon Witter Walls, and she's unable to be here tonight, lives in Marysville, Ohio. She had a career as a registered nurse and a professional clinic counselor. She and her husband, Jim, have 3 children and 9 grandchildren. She recalls how determined the team was in 1971, how soft the floor was at the UD Arena, and how proud the team, or excuse me, how proud the town was of the team. Judy Timmerman lived in California, and she's being represented by Eileen Sass. Judy Timmerman lived in California before passing away in 2015. She's being represented today by Eileen Sass. Judy loved raising her children, but also she taught art in a co-op. Her children's names are Cecilia, Julian, and Andrew. Thanks, Eileen, for being here this evening. One of our managers from the 1971 team is with us here tonight, and that is Paul McDaniel. Paul is a retired deputy sheriff of Auglaize County. He resides in Buckland, Ohio. He has 3 sons, 2 grandchildren, and 2 step-grandchildren. Paul remembers standing on the floor at St. John Arena and thinking, wow, I will never have a feeling like this again. 2 of the coaches from the 71 team are here with us tonight. First, Larry Wilberding. Larry was the JV coach and assisted with varsity. He lives in Piqua, Ohio, and has been there since he left the fort. Coach Wilberding taught, coached, and was a principal during his career. He also worked for the Shelby County Board of Education as director of the Western Ohio Computer Organization Data Acquisition Site. That's quite the title. He also worked at Lehman Catholic High School in Sydney as a baseball coach and a development officer for close to 10 years. It's not surprising that Larry lists the regional final over Sidney Lehman as his favorite 71 memory. After all, his 3 children, Chris, Lisa, and Stephanie, later graduated from Lehman, and his wife, Donna, taught Spanish there for several years, and he served on their board of education. That victory in 71 has given him bragging rights in Sidney and Piqua, in the Sidney and Piqua area for many years. Larry and his wife recently celebrated their 52nd anniversary this past August. They have 4 grandchildren. The other coach with us tonight is Chuck Etzler. Chuck was an assistant in 1971. His entire teaching career was spent here at Fort Recovery High School as a teacher, coach, and athletic director. He and his wife, Kathy, reside here in Fort Recovery. Their family includes Jenny and Court Fletterjohn, Mike and Nikki Etzler, and their 7 grandchildren. Coach Etzler remembers the satisfied and rewarded faces of the players and Coach Al after winning the state. He also remembers defeating Crestview in the state semifinal, as that is the high school he graduated from. Another highlight for him was the regional final victory over Lehman. Coach Etzler. And now we recognize the players who have been able to be with us here tonight. We would like to welcome back Mike Denny. Mike was a sophomore in 1971. One of his favorite memories is standing on the ladder and cutting down the nets at St. John Arena. Mike and his wife, Sue Ellen, live in Rochester, Indiana. They have 3 daughters, Nicole, Caitlin, and Kelsey, and a son, Justin. Mike Denny. Another sophomore on the varsity in 71 was Dick Wendell. Dick resides in Coldwater, Ohio. Dick has been a truck driver for 20 years and has been in management for 20 years as well. Dick especially remembers the ride back to the fort after winning the state title and coming home to a packed gym for the trophy presentation. He also has good memories of the reception at the American Legion. Dick Wendell. Kevin Dilworth was a sophomore in 1971. He was the starting guard for the Indians. Kevin passed away in 2017. He's being represented tonight by his son, Troy, who lives in Cincinnati. Kevin and his wife had one other son, Ross, who lives in Salina. Kevin had a very successful career as an accountant and realtor. Thanks, Troy, for being here this evening. Another underclassman on the team was Steve Greaseup. Tonight, he's being represented by his sister, Deb Ehlers. Steve passed away a little over 2 years ago. After his basketball days and after graduating in 1973, Steve remained a resident of Fort Recovery in the home in which he grew up in just outside of town. Steve was part owner of J&M Manufacturing, where he worked as an outside operations manager. Thanks for representing Steve tonight, Deb. Don Eichenauer is with us tonight. Don was a senior in 1971. He has fond memories of the victories in Columbus and the celebrations after. Don and his wife Elaine reside in Coldwater, Ohio. They have a daughter, Rachel, and a son-in-law, Austin Kraft. Don has enjoyed a successful career as a business manager and car salesman. Don Eichenauer. Also with us tonight is John Judy, representing Don Judy. Don was a frontline starter for the Indians in 1971. Don passed away in 2007. He lived in Cincinnati, where he was a plastic surgeon. Don had three children, John and Tyler Judy and Caitlin Falk, and six grandchildren. His sister and brother-in-law, Charlene and Jim West Curtis, reside here in Fort Recovery. Don's son, John, has pleasant memories of watching the video of the state championship game with his dad. Don Judy. Ed Snyder was one of the starting guards for the 71 Indians. He is currently living in Sydney, Ohio with his wife, Laura, and their daughter, Carolyn. They have two other kids and their spouses, Greg and Megan Snyder, and Joanna and Derek Hyatt. Ed and Laura enjoy watching their eight grandchildren. Ed's favorite memories include the friendships made with teammates, the great fan support, and the leadership of Coach Souter. Ed had a 40-plus year career in education before retiring, including 15 years stint as principal right here at Fort Recovery High School. Ed Snyder. John Wendell. John Wendell was an inside starter for the 1971 Indians. John resides in Michigan City, Indiana. He has been married to Laura for 46 years, and they have two children, Joel and Jenna. John is a certified public accountant, and he became chief financial officer for several companies in the medical, manufacturing, and communication industries. John has many great memories of Coach Souter and his teammates. He also recalls great memories of the Indian fans, the pep rallies, the celebrations and parades, and the cheers when the team ran out onto the floor. He also remembers the fan interaction during the season, which allowed him to grow confidence in himself and prepare for a successful adult life. John Wendell. Ron May was a starting forward in 71. Ron May? He and his wife, Pat, reside here in Fort Recovery. They have three children, Corey, Casey, and Clark, and eight grandchildren. Ron has made a career in plumbing and heating. Ron fondly remembers having Coach Souter as his coach. He also enjoyed the great team and the friendships that were made. Ron has wonderful memories of the celebrations, of the great fan support, and for being the first team in the county to win state. Ron May. Other members of the 1971 Indians who are not in attendance tonight are manager Fred Pax and players Steve Reichert, Reinhardt, and Mike Wilson. and other members of the 71 team have passed away, we remember Dan Pax, who was a senior manager, and player Fred Eisenbrei, who was a junior in 1971. Both were a huge part of the 71 team. We also lost Coach Souter, who was so instrumental in the success of his team and these players, as well as many others. Coach passed away last January. Coach Souter is being represented by his son, Tom Souter. Al's wife was Joyce. Together they had two sons, Tom and Ron, and two daughters, Sue and Ellen. Coach Souter loved his team and all his teams. As was quoted in his obituary, it was a joy to coach players, many of whom became doctors, bankers, teachers, lawyers, and good citizens in their community. We thank you, Coach, for what you did for this team and this community. Coach Al Souter. We know many of you in the stands were a part of the following back in 1971. Some of you may have dribbled basketballs to some of the games. A lot of you stood in those long lines so you could get tickets to see the Indians play. Many can still remember the celebration parades and welcoming the team back as they triumphantly returned to the fort. It was a magical tournament run, and in 1971, state champs are certainly worth of being inducted into the Hall of Fame here tonight. The display honoring the 1971 team and the past inductees to the Hall of Fame is in the hallway in the main lobby. There will be a reception following tonight's varsity game at the Fort Recovery KFC Hall here in town. Everyone is invited. On behalf of the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters, we thank you for helping us honor the great team, the 1971 OHSAA Boys Basketball State Champions.
That does conclude our ceremony. Connor Rammel has been your MC here for the ceremony. Joining us at this time is Ed Snyder, Ed, one of the members of the Fort Recovery 1971 State Championship team, starting guard. You were under some pretty good pressure back in those days.
Yeah, I guess so. It sure was neat being able to reminisce about it. And, we're going to have a reception later on. I'm looking forward to talking to guys and see how they all remember and what they remember from way back then. It's been a long time now.
Well, talk about Coach Al Souter, a great guy indeed.
Oh, fantastic. What a role model. I got into coaching, and one of the reasons I got into coaching is because I had such a great coach and experience with him, and it's just fantastic. I love seeing Tom being here because I can just imagine the kind of coach that he is, because I'm sure he's just exactly as his dad was, and just a fantastic, knowledgeable guy that was a great leader for our program.
Well, back in those days, you didn't have this nice courtside field house to play basketball games in. So tell us how the season went along and where you played.
Well, we didn't play many home games, true home games. We played a lot of games on neutral courts because we had such a good following, and we wanted to get as many fans to be able to see the games. So we only played a couple of games in that old gym that we had. The rest of them we moved to neutral locations so that we could play. I think that was a value to us when it came to the tournament, because not only did we play a number of those games in Salina Fieldhouse, where we had both the sectional and the district tournament, but we also were able to play games at big floors and neutral sites against really, really good teams, and that prepares you for the tournament, if anything does.
So where did you play most of your home games that year?
Well, actually, it was the old gym, which is now the athletic complex with the weightlifting room and the conditioning rooms that they have. But we actually only played two what you would call home games in that old gym. We played a number of gyms like St. Henry. We played in Burn when we played against Bryant, and then we played the return match against in St. Henry. So, wherever there was a gym, we played some gyms even, or some games even in Minster's gym, because it was, could handle more fans than we could at the old gym.
You think it's a fair statement to say that team built this field house we're in right now?
Well, I think it's a lot of players before us as well as us, and then even some in the couple of years after us, because we were on quite a run at that particular time. We were shown the way in 67 and 69, and those teams were both capable and may have won states if it hadn't been for the fact that at one time they were only two classes at that time. We were the first year that Ohio went to three classes of basketball, so that made it a little more manageable to make it through that tournament run. So, yeah, if you talk about the players that came before us after Coach Souter had some difficult years to begin with and turned the program around until those certainly after us, yeah, I think maybe there's a good chance for people to follow the team and be willing to support a project. And this has been a good place to watch basketball, I'll tell you that. I've seen a lot of good games here.
Absolutely. We're talking to Ed Snyder, starting guard for the 1971 state championship Fort Recovery Indian boys basketball team. And how about just a few memories of some of the games that year, maybe regular season and tournament games?
Well, we lost to Bryant on a last second shot, and we're able to avenge that later on by beating them by 10. Of course, I guess you remember the ones that kind of motivate you the most. We also lost our last regular season game against Versailles, but was able to get the momentum back in the tournament. But our district tournament against New Knoxville and St. Henry, they were excellent teams. And then the two-point win in Clinton Massey in the regional semifinal, and then the upset of Sidney Lehman. Those were certainly big ones. And of course, when you go to St. John Arena and get to play against a good team like Convoy Crestview and Marion Pleasant, who was really, really a scary team, and be able to come out on top, those are certainly highlights also.
Well, Ed, thanks for stopping by. Always great to see you. I know you're residing elsewhere these days.
Yeah, we live in Sydney now, doing a lot of babysitting for the grandkids. That's where both of my kids that are married live, in that area, and so we're able to do that. But I have fond memories of Fort Recovery. Not only my years as being a player, but as being a fan after that, and being the principal here, and I've always enjoyed the coverage and the relationship we have with PGW Radio. That's been a good one, and certainly you're a big part of that, and we thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, best to you. Ed Snyder, again, one of the members of the Fort Recovery State Championship basketball team from 1971.